from the Disciples with Microphones Podcast Network.
And from the Crystal's Vintage Network.
It's Lent. Have you gotten your hymnals cleansed from musical sins? Three words. Christus Vincit Whitewash. It's time for Christus Vincit Anywhere. That half three quarters of an hour of liturgy, music, and fun. And now, the asperges made at your hymnal needs, Brian Michael Page. Hello and welcome, Eagles, Sum Briani Smic, Ailes Pagina. We are in the second week of Lent and our 120th episode of Christos Vincit Anywhere. Man, I can remember those days, 60s, early 70s, when 120 was the top end of your typical car speedometer. Now it's the number of this podcast episode. And of course, later on in the 70s, the speedometers got dropped down to 100, and then eventually 85. Now, of course, with the federal 55 speed limit abolished for quite some time now, thank God. You never know what's going to be on your speedometer. Some have 100, others 120, 160, 110, 138, 12 squared. We have a winner in our Christos Vincit Whitewash Challenge, David Doyle, or his nom de plume, Seamus Rocks. Albeit, it's the only entry we received, but David has given us his box of Christos Vincit Whitewash. He even has this cool little tagline on the box, perfect for the ditty removal in your hymnal. He's promising, ready for this? He's promising 5 free bottles of the stuff with a letter from Archbishop Raymond Burke of St. Louis. By the way, he is pretty much my favorite American prelate. My own bishop over here, Bishop Thomas Tobin, is amongst the tops in my opinion as well. He's also promised a lifetime supply of Christos Vincit Whitewash with a letter from Pope Benedict XVI. And looky here, he's even got a picture of yours truly on the box. Now, a picture of the box will be in today's show notes. And it's going to be kind of small, but I'm going to let you click on it so you can see it better. So, congratulations to David Doyle, Seamus Rocks, that is, who has won a copy of my Organ Variations on Asperges May. David, by the way, is also a regular on our message boards. So, let's sing it one more time, boys.
Ay, 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 ay. New Christus Vincit Whitewash. In minutes it washes and rinses and spins. It'll clean out your hymnals of musical sins.
Ay, 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 ay. New Christus Vincit Whitewash.
Hey, let's bring back some memories, huh? How many of you remember any of the following missalettes and hymnals that I'm going to name? Monthly missalette. The predecessor of what is now known as seasonal missalette. Praise. That was monthly missalette, but without the collect, secret, or post-communion. However, it did add a few extra hymns. We worship. Not the hymnal worship, but the missalette, We Worship. From the 70s and 80s, this was published by World Library Publications. Now ready for some really rare ones? Rejoice. That was a small hymnal from J.S. Pollock Company, published back in the mid to late 80s. Leaflet missile. How many remember that one? Leaflet Missile. That was from the American Catholic Press, not to be confused with Oregon Catholic Press. Book of Sacred Song. From Liturgical Press. This was their big hymnal, published after Our Parish Prays and Sings, but before the Collegeville hymnal. I think it was around 1977. The Catholic Liturgy Book. That was around 1976. I don't remember the publisher. I do have a copy in one of my boxes. I'm just too lazy to dig it out right now. I think the publisher might have been Benziger, but I'm not completely sure. Okay, and finally, how about Worship? Not Worship 3, which just says Worship on the cover, but Worship 1, published back in 1971. That's funny, Worship 2 was the first volume I had seen out, and that was around 1977. I was a 12-year-old kid back then. But I've never seen a Worship 1 until about 3 years after Worship 3 was out. And it just worked out that a friend of mine had one. And notice that all of the books I just mentioned were for the ordinary form of the Mass. Yesteryear wasn't that long ago now, was it? Now, last week, we took a brief hiatus from our Christos Vinci Anywhere audio podcast to bring you a pair of CVTV video casts. How many of you got to enjoy them? Anywho, today we will resume our Christos Vinci whitelist. Matter of fact, we're going to conclude it. But first, let's welcome back our good friends, the Jungle Screechers. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Thank you, Jungle Screechers. Well, let's look at our liturgical calendar for this week, the second week of Lent. We'll start with Monday, February 18th. In the extraordinary form, we have a commemoration of St. Simeon. Tuesday and Wednesday, 19th and 20th, in both forms, Feria. Thursday, the 21st, in the ordinary form, an optional memorial, St. Peter Damian. Friday, the 22nd, in both forms, the Chair of St. Peter. It's celebrated in the extraordinary form as a feast of the second class. And in the ordinary, of course, they didn't use class. It was just called feast. Another thing to notice, too, in the extraordinary form, because there's also a commemoration to St. Paul the Apostle. This is actually a return of the favor when you think about it in the extraordinary form, because on January 25th, which was the conversion of St. Paul, there was a commemoration of St. Peter. Now, Saturday the 23rd, in the ordinary form, optional memorial again, St. Polycarp. And finally, Sunday the 24th, in both forms, third Sunday of Lent. Don't forget to check out the New Advent website, www.newadvent.org, for great stories on these and other great feasts and saints.
Christos Vinci Semi-Live on Route 146.
Hey, now here's a highway I don't travel on too often, but I'm traveling it today. It's Route 146. Well, technically it's Rhode Island State Route 146. However, if you're out west, you'd probably just say, Highway 146. Well, they're right, since it really is a highway. In fact, about 90% of this highway, in its entire stretch from Providence, Rhode Island to Worcester, Massachusetts, is a limited access highway. In other words, you get on and get off by entrance and exit ramps. Well, this Sunday I did two Masses, one ordinary form and one extraordinary form. The ordinary form was a Mass at the Hospice St. Antoine. It's a Catholic nursing facility up in North Smithfield, Rhode Island. This was actually a memorial Mass for one of the board of directors up there, and I was asked to cover it. Bishop Louis Gélinot, Bishop Emeritus of Providence and resident chaplain, celebrated the Mass. Now, it is still a Sunday Mass, so they did have a few requests. I did limit the requests to two. I wanted to insist that we also have hymns to focus on the Sunday. So the opening hymn was The Glory of These 40 Days, the translation by Maurice F. Bell, taken from the Latin Clarum Decus Iuendi, that was written by St. Gregory the Great. The tune is no stranger, Old Hundredth. The psalm of the day, Lord, let your mercy be on us as we place our trust in you, goes with Psalm 33, and that was the Richard Prue / Joseph Gélinot setting. No relation to our Bishop Emeritus, by the way. Now, the gospel acclamation, praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ, King of endless glory. This was actually intoned by the guy who also did the second reading. I let him intone it a cappella. It was the Owen All-Star setting, but he used Psalm Tone 8 for the verse. The offertory, Attende Domine, Mode 5. We did it in Latin. Be surprised, these people downstairs, they sang. They even sang the Attende Domine. It was quite nice. We learn a lot from a convalescence. Sanctus, Memorial Acclamation, Amen, and Agnus Dei all came from People's Mass by Jan Vermulst. The Communion, Panis Angelicus. At first I thought we were going to use the César Franck. We ended up doing the Louis Lambalot version, because we also had a flute player with us, and this was the version that she had. Meditation was the French J'irai le voir un jour. How great thou art was the recessional. Now let's take a look at the music for the extraordinary form of the Mass. This past Sunday, we had our monthly extraordinary form of the Mass at St. Leo the Great Church in Pawtucket, Rhode Island. Now this was a Tridentine low Mass, and we had a fellow blogger join me in the choir loft. And you'll hear him in these recordings, by the way. Rich Schoenack from Catholic Light. We'll leave his blog link in the show notes. So here's our opening hymn. "'Tis good, Lord, to be here." That was the line that was said in the gospel for that weekend. "'Tis good, Lord, to be here." Text by Joseph A. Robinson. And the tune, "Swabia," by Johann Spice. Later adapted by Henry Havergal. And now, here is our offertory, a cappella.
Pace Domine, omnum crea mihi Deus, et spiritus stabile renova in visceribus meris. Ne provicias mea facie tua, et spiritum potenti confirma me. Pace Domine, pace populo tuo, ne iletemum irascaris nobis.
And there you have Pace Domine, sung to the Mode 1 chant. The verses, by the way, inserted were from Psalm 50 in the Latin Vulgate. Of course, in the modern translation, it'd be Psalm 51. And that was set to Tonus Peregrinus. And now, here's Communion. There's a communion, Attende Domine, Mode 5. And now, finally, here is our recessional hymn.
Thank you.
And that was our closing hymn, The Glory of These 40 Days, sung to the Old Hundredth. Now, some of you might be asking, by the way, how come you didn't use Ed Haldun's hair? Well, neither worship aid, either from the ordinary form mass that I did yesterday morning or the extraordinary form mass that I did last night, used Ed Haldun's hair. They both had Old Hundredth. We'll be back. Now, a liturgical tip from Joey the Germ. During Lent, the organ should only be used to support the singing. The same goes for any other instruments. If you see this rule broken, spread the germ around. Over the past 6 episodes, we've whitelisted selected pieces of music in the hymnal Gather Comprehensive, 2nd edition by GIA Publications. That's the maroon cover Gather Comprehensive that was published in 2004. Today we're going to conclude this series of white listings by finishing off the hymn section and a couple of selected pieces of ritual music within the readings section of the hymnal as well. All of the responsorial psalms in the reading sections are automatically whitelisted, as those texts are faithful to the lectionary, and the melodies, on the very most part, are pretty good. Pretty good. Those are from the psalm settings by Michel Guimont, Canadian composer. So let's start with finishing off the hymn section here. The Presentation of the Lord section, number 767. Now let your servant go in peace. That's the Canticle of Simeon. Now in the Annunciation section, there's a few here. 768, No Wind at the Window. The tune is Colum Sil, which is basically Domnach Trionidi with some notes slurred. 769, Praise We the Lord This Day, which is the tune Swabia, nice short meter tune. 770, Transform Us As You Transfigured, that's the tune Picardy. And now we have the Transfiguration section, 771, 'Tis Good Lord to Be Here. Now the section of the Blessed Virgin Mary, 774, the chant mode 1, Ave Maria. 775, O Sanctissima, and the English counterpart, O Most Virtuous. That is the tune, O Du Frolice, also known as Sicilian Mariners. 776, Sing We of the Blessed Mother. That's the tune, Omne Die Dic Mariae. Many also are familiar with another text, Daily, Daily Sing to Mary, which also has that tune. 777, I Sing a Maid, and that is the tune, The Flight of the Earls, Celtic melody. 778, Sing of Mary, this one is Sing of Mary Meek and Lowly. Most people know Sing of Mary Pure and Lowly. It's very little alteration on this one, actually, except for the title. 780, Salve Regina, chant mode 5. 781, O Mary of Promise. This is an Irish tune as well, actually a Gaelic tune. 783, Immaculate Mary, Lord's Hymn. And this is the more scriptural text by Brian Foley. I actually find this text to be, on the most part, very good. 784, Hail Holy Queen and Throne Above. That one's a must. And now we're in the Saints section. 785, Lift High the Cross. 786, For All the Saints Who've Shown Your Love, the tune O Wally Wally, once again. 787, the Chant Litany of Saints. 790, Ye Watchers and Ye Holy Ones, Last Unze Ephraim. 791, For All the Saints. Now we go to the Christian Initiation section. There Is One Lord, from Taze. 797, Baptized in Water, the tune Benessen. 799, I Come with Joy to Meet My Lord, the tune Land of Rest. 800, O Breathe on Me, O Breath of God, St. Columba. 801, Christ Be in Your Senses. This one's quite nice.
This is a tune called Appalachian Fall by William Rowan. And now the Eucharist section. We start with 806, Eat This Bread from Taze. 809, I Receive the Living God, an anonymous tune. 816, You Satisfy the Hungry Heart with Gift of Finest Wheat. 818, Shepherd of Souls, Refresh and Bless. 826, Hallelujah, Sing to Jesus. 827, Taste and See by James Moore. 840, At That First Eucharist Before You Died, Unde et Memores. Some hymnals still have this as Lord Who at Thy First Eucharist Did Pray. Now the Penance and Reconciliation section. 848, Forgive Our Sins as We Forgive. The tune is called Detroit. 849, Our Father, We Have Wandered to Passion Chorale. Excellent text. And this was actually a copyright from the ICEL, the text. 851, the only Damien's song that I've whitelisted, Remember Your Love. 853, The Master Came to Bring Good News. The tune is Ich Glaube an Gott, same tune as To Jesus Christ, Our Sovereign King. Now into the marriage section, another O Wally Wally tune, using the text, When Love Is Found and Hope Comes Home. That's 856. 858, God in the Planning, using the Irish tune Slain. Now the funeral section, we have 861, May the Angels Lead You into Paradise, setting by Howard Hughes, the Marist. And then we have 865, In Paradisum, Mode 7. And 866, I Know That My Redeemer Lives, also by Howard Hughes. Now we go to the Nations section, and the usuals are in there, 872, America the Beautiful, 873, Our National Anthem, 874, My Country Tis of Thee, 875, This Is My Song, which uses the tune Finlandia by Jean Sibelius. 876, a little questionable on this one. The tune, I'm actually whitelisting the tune, not so much the text. The tune is National Hymn, which normally goes with God of Our Fathers, and I wish they kept it intact. And they used a text here, fairly new text, called We Have a Dream. And then finally, in the New Year section, 877, The God of All Eternity. I also have four little ritual things here. First, 920. 920 is Hosanna to the Son of David, using the Mode 7 chant. 932, This Is the Word of the Cross, on which hung the Savior of the World. The dialogue chant there just before the veneration of the cross. 947, You Have Put on Christ. In Him you have been baptized. Alleluia, alleluia. Set to music by Howard Hughes. And finally, 1138. Yep, this actually goes that far up number-wise. 1138. This is from the liturgy for the presentation of the Lord. It's, the Lord will come to us with mighty power, and also a light of revelation to the Gentiles, both under that same number. And these are the chants for the procession, just before the Mass for the presentation of the Lord. And there you go. We've finalized our Christus Vincit Whitelist 2, the Hymnal Gather Comprehensive, 2nd edition. Soon enough, we'll find another hymnal to attempt to whitelist. And now some Lenten music from our musical guest, Nick Alexander.
Ash Wednesday, and we enter a time when we will give things up. For some it's so easy, but for me it's tough. I hope I can last without it being a pain. On Fridays no meat, but at least fish is okay. We just got our throats blessed on the Feast of St. Blaise, and it starts right this week, this time of 40 days. There's a little black spot on your head today.
So prepare. watch the TV less. Should I complete the Old Testament or Prayer of Jabez? I hope I can last without it being a pain. On Fridays, no meat, but at least fish is okay. I guess I should stop calling my sister bad names. And it starts right this week, this time of 40 days. When you fast, don't act like all those Pharisees. Crumpled hair, bruises on your hands and knees. Instead, wash yourself, put on a happy face. And on the feast of St. Joseph, or has it faded gray?
Nick Alexander, This Time of 40 Days. And that's Nick's own parody of a tune by The Police called King of Pain. How many of you remember Weird Al Yankovic? Just to give you an idea, for those who don't follow the pop scene, Weird Al Yankovic wrote and performed parodies of other pop songs at the time. And of course, Weird Al's heyday was during the 80s. And he also started a movie called UHF. Anywho, Nick Alexander is known as the Catholic Weird Al, following in the footsteps of Weird Al Yankovic, but in a Catholic context. I'd like to extend my thanks to Nick for his permission to play his parody on today's show. You can check out his website at nickalexander.com. By the way, that song's got to be a lot better than that song they call Ashes. I have in my left hand today's Christos Vintage Anywhere Top 10 list.
Top 10.
Today's Christos Vintage Anywhere Top 10 list is brought to you by Elmart, your Lenten Superstore. Check it out. We'll leave a link in today's show notes. Today's Top 10 list, Top 10 Least Popular Lenten Scenarios. From our home office somewhere in the armpits of Rhode Island. Here we go. Top 10 Least Popular Lenten Scenarios. Number 10. Ashes marked on your forehead comes from chain-smoking neighbor's ashtray. Number 9, ditching the organ at Mass in favor of instruments of lesser liturgical value. Number 8, Seamus is your cantor, the ultimate sacrifice for your ears. Number 7, instead of worship aids, trained monkeys hold cue cards. Number 6,
we rise again from ashes.
Number 5.
We rise again from ashes, for the good we fail to do.
Number 4. Parche Domine gets deep six in favor of Song of the Body of Christ.
Ew!
I was actually reading on a message board, and I believe this wholeheartedly, that although Song of the Body of Christ is allegedly set to a Hawaiian tune, Hawaiian Catholics actually find the song offensive. Number 3.
Someone used up all the Christos Vincit whitewash on one gather hymnal. Still have 1,499 hymnals to go. Number 2. Kitty litter in the holy water font. God only knows there's enough of that going on, those litter geists. You know, they take the holy water out for Lent and they replace it with kitty litter, rocks, dead trees, you name it. The third Sunday of Lent only focuses on water, you know. And the number one least popular Lenten scenario. Ashes plugs from Elmart. Back ordered. Christos Vincit. And now, a liturgical tip from Joey the Germ. During Lent, the word Alleluia should not be used at all during Mass. Not before the Gospel, not before any hymns, not anywhere. Whether they be used for Sunday Mass, funeral Mass, daily Mass, any kind of Mass, it's forbidden. If you see this happening, spread the germ around. Super Tuesday may be done and over with, but here at Christos Vincit Anywhere, the campaigning doesn't stop here. We need your votes at Podcast Alley. We need your digs. We need your feedback. Visit us at Christos Vincit Anywhere Interactive Corner on our main page at ChristosVincit.com for all of those. Also, don't forget to cast your vote in the 2008 Bloggers' Choice Awards for Christos Vincit Anywhere for the best podcast and Christos Vincit the Blog for the best religion blog. Finally, it's now nomination time at the Catholic Blog Awards for 2008. If you like Christos Vincit the Blog as much as you like this podcast, then feel free to head on over to the Catholic Blog Awards site and nominate Christos Vincit the Blog. Nominations run until February 29th. Actual voting will begin on March 3rd. Links for all of these will appear in our show notes. And I thank you for your support. I want to thank you all for joining me today. Tune in again next week for another hair-raising episode of Christos Vincit Anywhere, or Christos Vincit TV, depending on what snarky little mood I'm in. I'm Brian Michael Page. Peace.
Unos, duo, tres, cuatro.
Christos Vincit Anywhere is a member of Disciples with Microphones, the B-Team, Ratzinger's Rottweilers, and the Christos Vincit Network. Krakowska Kielbasa, the official deli meat of Christos Vincit Anywhere and Christos Vincit TV.
Made on a crappy PC.